Radio Free Palmer 89.5 KVRF presents Dog Talk Radio, hosted by Robert and Michelle Forto. On Dog Talk Radio, we do just that. Talk dogs. Everything from introducing a new puppy into your home to the health and welfare of your canine senior citizen and all points in between. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto hosting live from the KVRF studios in Palmer, Alaska. RadioFreePalmer.org is our streaming site, 89.5 on the FM dial here in the Matsu Valley. And all of our podcasts can be heard on iTunes as well as DogWorksRadio.com. Make sure you search us in Facebook and Twitter and give us a follow, and we'll make sure that we get back to you as soon as we can with any comments, questions, or concerns. It is an absolutely beautiful summer day here in Alaska. I'd say mid-60s, early 70s in terms of weather. Pretty good sunshine here in Palmer and looking real nice. It's going to be winter before you know it, and the leaves will be changing. But before we do that and before we get those sleds out for mushing, we got a little bit of a radio show to talk about today. We're going to talk to a local photographer. He specializes in pets. His name is David Jensen, calling in. David, how's it going?
Hey, Robert, it's going really great, and it's beautiful here in Anchorage, too. And, you know, I've been out on the trails already today, and it's just quite a sight.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, David. I know that you and I met a couple of weeks ago at a crowdfunding seminar of all things, but I was introduced to you and found that it was pretty fascinating that you are a pet photographer. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I started a company called Alaska Petography back in 1989 when photographing just pets by themselves was sort of a foreign concept to most professional photographers, and in fact it was quite difficult to find somebody willing to photograph your dog or your horse or your ferret or your rabbit. It was quite an experience, and that's sort of what brought me into the field of doing it, because I was already working on my photography and learned that nobody else was really offering that. And my first love is animals, and cameras come second.
So I'm sure the first question people are going to ask, how in the world do you get them to sit still?
Well, you know, the longer you do any one thing, you become better and better at it. And just every day I do anything, I learn something new about dogs and cats and horses, especially dogs, because I'd say that dogs constitute probably 75 to 80% of the work that I do. And through that time, I've developed a pretty good sense, a keen idea for what helps attract dogs' attention and gets that nice head tilt, or, you know, just looking for the right kind of expression that defines who that dog is. And I've developed a pretty good rapport, a repertoire of noises that a lot of people look at me when I make some noises behind the camera and they think, was that you or a recording? And I'm pleased to say it was me, and I'm not too embarrassed to bark like a dog or squeal like a pig or meow like a cat.
So when you're working with the pets, dogs in particular, do you have a studio? Do you do outdoor shots? How do you capture that moment that everybody's looking for?
I have a great studio. It's in South Anchorage on Abbott Road, and we purchased this property about 14 years ago and grew all of the park settings just from the ground up, knowing what I wanted to look for in a nice scenery. And I do a lot of my work here at the studio, and it's a great place, but to be honest, the best and favorite things that I do are those pictures that I do outside and even out on the field, just like I was doing earlier today.
That is so neat. And, you know, living here in Alaska and, of course, Anchorage in general, there's a heck of a lot of dogs, and one particular breed of dogs, the sled dogs, they're getting photographed just about everywhere. I know there's some very prominent sled dog photographers out there that have produced quite a few books over the years. I would imagine that you have no shortage of business in terms of dogs in Anchorage, do you?
Well, that's a true story, and, you know, a friend friend of mine, a colleague, Jeff Schultz, is certainly one of those, and he's put out a book recently that was also crowdfunded, by the way, and I think it's called Chasing Dogs, Chasing Tails, but I mean, Jeff is just a fantastic artist behind the camera and certainly deserves every bit of credit for the work that he's done in the years and continues to do. But there is no shortage, and everyone continues to bring dogs into their family. And usually I focus on those dogs that aren't necessarily the show dogs. Every once in a while I will see some of those, but most are those dogs that just fit completely into the family, and they're almost, basically, they're a family's kids.
Right. And these days, especially with how much folks are working, sometimes they're replacing the kids. I guess they're a little bit easier to rear and to raise than kids, and many people are going the dog route instead. Have you noticed that in your work?
Well, I think especially here in Alaska, we see a lot of folks, and of course I have a fairly select community, so people are going to surround me with, or I'll be surrounded by people who do have that environment where their dogs are their kids. And what's funny is I photograph a lot of high school seniors, and often I'll tell them, they'll bring their dog in, their Labrador, and I'll say, well, Charlie, as soon as you've graduated and gone off to college, they're probably going to replace your pictures on the wall with a picture of their dog, Mutt.
Yeah, I think I agree with that 100%. Talking to David Jensen today, he is a pet photographer in Anchorage, Alaska. David, what is the reason behind the folks that want these photos? When I was a kid growing up in the 70s, my mom dragged my brothers and I down to Sears or Owen Mills or something like that every holiday season to get up, dress fancied up, and have to sit there in the studio to get those family shots. Is it becoming a sort of a memorial towards our dogs these days? Why are people getting these portraits? Is it just something that they can share with their friends, or are they doing something different?
Well, Alaska has a rich heritage of great photographers, and the family photographers, from what I remember, were Ward Wells, and then, of course, Bob Boyer here in Anchorage for many years, and every once in a while you'll see some dog pictures that were part of the family back then, and my belief is that, especially a lot of the work that we've done here, is we've come to help define a new market and a lot of studios, a lot of photographers to choose from these days who will include dogs in their family pictures and will pursue that market. My passion is certainly, as I mentioned before, really focused on the fact that there's a very, very close bond between people and their dogs or their other animal companions. And when they've seen the work that I do, they know that I get it, that I understand that relationship between them. I have 5 large dogs and a cat here at my own home, and it's just one of those incredible bonds that you can see between people and their dogs. And yeah, they do want to remember the best times they have with their dogs. And I have people come through every year, and some will come through every 3 or 4 years as repeat clients, and just because their dogs change, the relationship becomes more strong. It's marvelous.
I have 36 dogs down in my kennel, my sled dogs, and every one of them has a personality, and several of them like to have their picture taken, and many others, it seems like they know when I get out the iPhone that they know exactly what's coming, and they'll turn their heads away and scoot back into their house. So I think sometimes dogs know that, oh my goodness, he's taking another picture for Facebook and I don't want to be in it this time. My next question for you, David, is what is the favorite pose for their dogs? What type of scenery, I guess, are people looking for? I guess people are kind of closed-minded when they think about portraits in general, whether it be people or their dogs that's having that that screen behind them or whatever. What kind of work do you do that makes it such a favorite type thing?
Well, the thing that defines the work that I do, I think in 90% of the photographs that I take is in the eyes and what I can see through the eyes and what I can capture through the eyes. And Of course, ears up is always a big thing, as it is with horses and with cats, and looking for those different qualities. But for me, the best portraits I create are those pictures, not necessarily that show all the grandeur of the mountains and things. Certainly that's going to be in there, but I always try to focus on bringing out the animal, defining the environment around it, and showing those eyes crystal clear and just the natural daylight that brings out wonderful expressions. And dogs feel so much unencumbered when they're out in a park. So whether it's a candid or an action portrait, or if it's something that I've posed, just any number of things. But finding a way for the dog to be relaxed for those photographs, and then capturing that the way the dog really is.
David, we're going to talk in just a second about your new book that just came out. But before we do you have a breed of dog that is easier to take photos of, or one that maybe a story that of a breed of dog that just doesn't like the camera at all?
No, all dogs have different traits, and I look at every dog as an equal challenge, and even the most trained and obedient dog, sometimes they are looking to always be on guard and on duty. And my goal is certainly to capture some of that, because that's part of what the human-dog relationship has worked to achieve. But I'm also looking to try to find a little bit more of the essence of who the dog is, and them just being, you know, a little bit more relaxed. And that's what I'm trying to capture, so that it can be reinterpreted on the wall as a nice portrait.
So my next question, I always like to get the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I think this will lead right into our discussion about your book. Again, talking to David Jensen today, he is a pet photographer here in Anchorage, Alaska. As you are well aware, I'm sure, David, is everybody, and I just mentioned to myself, everybody is taking photos everywhere with their smartphones, their iPhones, and their Androids, and that has replaced the camera a lot of times for a lot of people and a lot of families on how they capture things. And I'm sure that you, and of course all of the folks that do this as a profession, use very, very different type cameras than what we are used to. What is your setup like? Is it like that that people type studio for photography with all the lights and the you know, the multiple lights and the big cameras and all that, or you do something a little bit different?
Well, I'm going to regress just a little bit and go back to, again, when I started, very few people were hiring people to do pictures, professionals, of just their dogs. And one of the reasons I started was that very reason, is that I wanted to provide something that I thought there was a market for. And lo and behold, I mean, it took off pretty quickly when I first started the business. People started saying, well, that's actually what I was hoping to do, but I didn't know anybody was doing it. And then digital came along, and about 2002 is when I went fully digital here, and it's just exploded since then. And it's a threat to some studios, because they think, well, there goes my business, you know, and people are doing their own, Uncle Joe and Aunt Margaret are doing their own pictures and such. And for me, the beauty of it all is I started because I wanted people to have pictures to remember and to cherish their dogs. Now everybody's doing that, and that is a wonderful thing. I'm here to do things especially in a different way, in a portrait quality, but I'm telling you, I take a lot of photos with my own iPhone just when I'm out in the field. A lot of people wouldn't even know the difference between that and my nice, you know, $10,000 camera, but you have to know light and composition, things like that, and be consistent. So I think the whole digital explosion is satisfying all of my needs to see people capture and take as many pictures as they can of their family, which includes their dogs.
Very cool stuff. David, let's talk a little bit about your book. That's what interested me when we met about a week or so ago at the crowdfunding seminar. Tell us a little bit about that. Is it a picture book? Does it tell a story along with pictures? What is it all about? I haven't had a chance to take a look at it yet.
Well, I'll definitely send a copy along to you. And the book is a collection of a portrait work that I've done for the past 25 years, and some of my favorites throughout the years. And I'm also a writer, and I like to journal. When I come across an experience that's meaningful to me or poignant, I write that down, and it's almost a Seinfeld kind of thing. Sometimes I'll write it down from 10 years ago, and I think, what the heck was I thinking about? And I'm trying to figure out what I was actually trying to come up with. But I try not to stay very deep as far as any of the editorial that I've included, but most of them are eclectic, and I guess one person did a review and called them pithy remarks along the way, just to accentuate some of the things that I've enjoyed. And most people who have dogs or cats understand some of the nuances and some of the anecdotes that I've included along the way.
And what is the title of the book? And you said it is already out, right?
It is already out. I published the book last November, and it is now, it's called It's Important to Pause, and the book is available at my studio and some locations around Anchorage and a couple places in the Palmer and Wasilla areas as well. And the book is about 256 pages, full color throughout, and I would say there are about 500 different animal companions depicted throughout the book.
Wow, that's a pretty extensive collection there. Can you give us some, again, I love the behind-the-scenes stuff, and you had mentioned that you were a writer as well as a photographer. What is the process? What was the process for you in collecting all of these photographs? I'm sure that you had thousands to choose from. And how did it turn out for you? Was it, you know, when we wrote our first little children's book, I guess it was more a labor of love. Was that the same thing with you?
Well, it was a labor of love. I'm very goal-oriented, and I always have been. And for this, I started this endeavor when I was on top of Flat Top, and I had just completed that climb with my dog, Layla, and we were there, and it was peaceful, quiet, and I decided, you know, it's been a long time since I've actually taken on a new challenge, and I just decided on my way down that I was going to go ahead and take this and do it, and this was about 4 years ago, so the first step was collecting images, including scanning when we were just using film for the first 13, 14 years, and going through just massive archives of portraits that I've done. And then in 2002, of course, we went digital, so then going through the digital images, and then the incredible process of narrowing down from what I had about 3,000 portraits, narrowing that down to somewhere to 400 to 500 that would make the final cut, and then the layout and design, which we've done all in-house here.
Wow. And, David, folks are listening to this show all over the country, if not the world, on podcast. Is there a way for folks to see what you do and or possibly purchase your book? Do you have a website, a Facebook page? How can people get in contact with you?
Well, thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate this opportunity. And first, I have my primary website is davidjensenphotography.com. And they can certainly learn more about that. And that also links back to another website, which is itsimportanttopause.com. And that's where you can learn more about purchasing the book. And we've sold books to folks in England, in Greece, in France, in Mexico, Canada, throughout the nation. So the book is definitely taking off on its own. And we're ready to publish our second book, which will come out this November.
Very cool. Looking forward to taking a look at your book and doing whatever we can to promote it as best as we can. David, it's been a pleasure to have you on here on Dog Talk Radio, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Robert, you have a great show. Thanks for providing the service.
Thank you. On behalf of our guest today, David Jensen, we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.